USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Alabama is under a state of emergency as rescue teams hunt for survivors of Sunday's deadly tornado. At least 23 people are dead and dozens are injured or unaccounted for. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says,
"We are a tight-knit community of people, and today each of us mourns the loss of life of our fellow Alabamians."
There will be no criminal charges in the shooting death of an unarmed black man by a Sacramento, California police officer.
Our investigation has concluded that no criminal charges against the officers involved in the shooting can be sustained.
That's California Attorney General Javier Becerra, who says that an independent investigation into the incident shows that the officers acted properly in their confrontation with the man. News out of the White House, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb will be stepping down this month. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Senators are looking into the controversy over vaccines and preventable outbreaks. At an open hearing today, Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander.
We know some Americans are hesitant about vaccines, so today I want to stress the importance of vaccines. Vaccines save lives.
A church in Bakersfield, California is offering ashes to go this Ash Wednesday. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer leading up to Easter Sunday that falls on April 21st for 2019. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish observance of paying penance. Officials at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bakersfield, California say they understand the constraints of time many Americans live under, so Pastor Don Wilder will be on the street administering what are called ashes to go to the public. I'm John Clemens.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Tributes for actor Luke Perry continued to come in after he died days after suffering a massive stroke. Dr. Carol Brockington, director of the Mount Sinai New York Stroke Center, says strokes can happen at any age.
People think that if they're young, they're protected, right? And the thing about stroke is that most people think it only happens when you get older. But really, the reality is stroke can occur at any age. There are many different reasons, and certainly the incidence of stroke increases as you get older because the medical conditions associated with that increase. But it doesn't mean that if you're young, you can't have a stroke.
And when a young person gets a stroke, she says,
well, you know, the brain we start off with is not the brain we end up with, right? So if you're younger, you have a really robust brain. And if it should get injured, there's a lot of swelling sometimes that is associated with that and can cause further injury as time goes on. Mm. So sometimes, you know, being younger and having a stroke can cause more problems than being older.
The Supreme Court is refusing to hear a case regarding churches and taxpayer funds. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court is not going to enter the debate over whether churches should be allowed to receive public funds for historic preservation. Yesterday, the court refused to hear a case out of New Jersey where the state Supreme Court ruled last year religious institutions are not eligible for government funds. But the High Court justices ruled just 2 years ago that churches can be eligible for purely secular grant programs for things like playground renovations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.